Okay, we're starting now Masechta Gittin, first day after Hanukkah. Get really means a contract, and it can mean any contract called a get. But it became that get is talking about the divorce of a woman. Taisa says over here in the Mordechai that get is gematria 12, gimel tes, and 12 lines between the chumashim, between Breishis and Shemaiz is 4 lines, and Shemaiz and Ayikarikim and Midbar is 4 lines, Vorim is Mishal Torah. It's 12 lines, and this is because get is separating the Torahs. So that's like 2 Torahs, and that's why get is gematria 12. And Drush is all other kind of reasons. So, now, when you bring a get has to be given from a husband to a wife, and says because of law, so it has to be written Lishmo, he has to have her in particular in mind. Even if he has 2 wives with the same names, he can't have both in mind and then later decide which one. He has to have her exactly in mind. So we have a rule that you have to say, Befani Nechta, Befani Nechtam. That means when the Edom come, they have to tell us not only that the get was written properly, but that they saw that it was written Lishmo. They saw it written Lishma, in places where it's suspected, maybe they didn't write it Lishma. So the Mishnah says, maybe get in Zayam, if a shliach brings a get from overseas, from a husband to a wife, to Eretz Yisrael, tzarich sheyoyma, he needs to say, b'fonai nechtam, b'fonai nechtam. He needs to say, declare that I saw it being written, I saw it being sealed. The Gemara will have a machleik, is either he'll tell us that it's Lishma, how do we know Lishma from those words, we'll see later, machleik tesis. Or because we're scared of what happens if somebody complains the get is false. If the Edom live far away, how in the world are they going to prove it? So if the Edom come here and establish, the Shliach comes in and establishes that he saw it being written, everything else, so therefore we know the get is authenticated, that nobody can come and disprove it. So, Rashi says, I may be given this Yam, Kol Chutz La'aretz Kadal Nizayam. Where's Medina Zayam? The entire Chutz La'aretz Bar Mebavel. Taisa says Medina Zayam means far away, overseas. Not if it's near Eretz Yisrael, because people are constantly traveling and people know how to learn there. Rashi says, Kol Chutz La'aretz. Rashi argues, anywhere Chutz La'aretz, Bavel is different because Bavel they know how to learn, and Bavel constantly, the Talmidim, when frequenting Eretz Yisrael and back and forth. Rashi, Tzarech Hu HaShliach HaMeviyai Loimit to say. If the husband brings it, he can't later come on and say that it was that it's a fraudulent get, you're the one who brought it. The time of Farsh Begimara, Ushliach Zeh, this Shliach who brought him, a Baal also Shliach Lach. We're talking about the husband Shliach Lach, and not the wife Shliach Kabbalah. It's the husband Shliach that he sent out. It says the Gemara, if you machlekes, and the Gemara says, Af HaMevi Min HaRekem Min HaCheger, even if you bring from a place called Rekem, even if you bring from a place called Cheger, which is close to Eretz Yisrael, and you live there, still you have to say. Says Rashi, Rekem v'cheged, Targum, where's Rekem v'cheged? That's Kodesh and Bein Borer, Metageminan, Bein Rekem l'cheged. Taisha already asked, L'cheged, Rekem v'cheged is mamash par v'Yisrael. Here it sounds like it's like right outside v'Yisrael. And Taisha's answer is that 2 Rekem v'cheged. Then the Mishnah continues, Rabbi Lezer, Amen, I feel mikvar ludim lelud, even though it's the same city, but it's split in half. Kvar ludim is outside of Israel, and lud is inside Israel. You think they're so close to each other, maybe you don't need to say before a nechta. For both reasons, you don't have to say before a nechta. You still have to say it. It's a separate city. Rashi from Galudim Shehi Mechutzlars Lelud Shehi Smuchalah by next word Vehi Me'er Yisrael Ugmor Farsh will tell you why they argue it. So each one adds another region that you have to say. Rab Chacham Maimrim No Ein Noi Tzorich Shehi Ma Befonen Nechtem Befonen Nechtem. They say you don't have to say Ella Ha Mevi Get Mbidin Siyam, only if you bring from overseas. We'll see later Tanakama Chacham is saying the same thing. Only if you bring from overseas the Hamaylech, or the other way around, if you're taking from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. And more later we'll discuss, if the reason is Lishma, then why do you have to, it's hard if it's going to Chutz La'aretz. If it's written Eretz Yisrael, it's definitely written definitely correctly. But if you learn the reason is not Lishma, the reason is because maybe somebody will allege the get is false, and we need to find the witnesses. So Eretz Yisrael is far away from Chutz La'aretz. Then we do need to declare before an active. Then we say further, v'hamevi mimedina limit. They're arguing everybody, but we're not sure if they're arguing with the Tanakam or not. That we'll see anything more later. They're arguing everybody. They're saying that you don't have to say only if you bring mimedina siyam, not far away, not rekem v'cheger, not kfar ludim lud, only far away.
Interesting. I wonder if this is talking about the same lud as we know nowadays, because it's not near the border. not near the...
The border in Israel is very different than today.
I'm saying, the old border.
It's a beautiful take. I was going to say, by maybe me Medina le Medina bim Medina siyam. What about overseas in Australia, taking from Melbourne to Sydney? Or Sydney to Melbourne? Tzarech sheyemi, you need to say before nechtev, before nechtev. You need to say before nine nechtev overseas, two different nations you do, because Lishma is a problem. And Adi Matuna Kaima is a problem, as we'll see.
What's the svarot to think that you want to leave this world?
We'll see later. Everyone is a diak. Only Medina, Medina, Yam. What about Ir Le'ir Medina? You don't have to. If it's Lashmar, what's the difference if it's the next street? So the Gemara will make the Yukim and everything, what's the single thing here. But that's not involved. Rab Shimon ben Gamliel says, "Afilu mehegemonia lehegemonia." From one hegemony to another hegemony. In other words, from if it's the same city, but the city is divided, and two different governments are in control. So there's no free access, and from one half of the city to the other half of the city, two sides of Berlin, in the old days, you would still have to say for left for nechtem. Rashi, Chachamayim, Begimon, Mufarish, Mayim, Moisva, Tanakam, Baderesha, what are they adding? They have Meilich, May Eretz Yisrael, the Medina Sayam, Hegmonia, Legmonia, Begimon, Mufarish, Eat Achas, there was a city, Shoyaboshne, Hegmonim, two Hegmonim, two leaders of Makpidim, Zalze, and they were very particular, Shalayyu, Bne, Hegmonia, Zu, Nichnasim, Lechavata, we don't want people trespassing. Take my right to.
You're sending from Eretz Yisrael to Chosla,
or
you still have to say
before and after? Yeah, exactly, I just said, if the reasoning, more will ask, if the reason is because of. Because, you know, the Edim, somebody in Australia will say the Shtar get it false. How are you going to bring the Edim to Israel? Too far away. Then it makes sense. But if the reason is because of Shema, if you're right in Israel, what's the chilek where you're delivering it to? Why do you have to say? That's going to be a kasha rava. We'll see.
So then why does the Tanakhama make an exception in Bovel?
Either reason. Because they know how to learn Bovel.
That's what I'm saying. So here is the same thing.
Or because people pass forwards or back and forwards.
So Legaba the Tanakama, where you've got the same with Hamoylich, you're taking from it, it's Israel.
The Tanakama doesn't give us a reason. It could be, the Gemara argues what the Svar of Tanakama is. Is it because of Lashma? Is it because of Ein Edim and Tzurim Lekaimer?
If so, it's Ein Edim, then it doesn't matter which way you're going.
But Bovel is all right because they always travel backwards and forwards. Mm-hmm. So people recognize signatures. Yeah, so the Edim, or these people know the signature. Oh, I know Shmetal's signature. That's it. They recognize it. Rabbi Yehuda, it reads like this: Merekim leMizra, from the Rekim, which is a border town, to the east. Merekim is, Merekim itself is outside of Eretz Yisrael, and that's to the east of Eretz Yisrael. That's considered Medina Siyam. Me Ashkelon leDorim, from Ashkelon in the south. Ashkelon kiDorim. Ashkelon is not part of Eretz Yisrael. Now, Tesis has a big question. I mean, Ashkelon part of Eretz Yisrael. It says in Yeshua that Ashkelon is part of Eretz Yisrael. So Tesis gives two answers. One answer is very interesting answer. One answer to Tesis is, when do we say that Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Yisrael only the Kibushani? There were two conquests. The first one was when Yeshua entered Eretz Yisrael, and the second was when Ezra came a second time. According to the Rabbein Tam, what happened the first time doesn't count. It's only Oile Bovel that went up again that counts as Eretz Yisrael. And since Ashkelon and Yeshua, yes. But the second time when Ezra came, there wasn't. So it's not part of Eretz Yisrael. Big Chiddush, that's the main time. The other answer, the Ri answer, no. Whatever Yeshua conquered, that's part of Eretz Yisrael. But there were two Ashkelons. Two Ashkelons. Okay. Let's go right. Me Aku, Litzofen. Aku is on the north side. The Aku, Kitzofen. Aku is considered the north. Ramey disagrees. He says Aku is Eretz Yisrael legitin. At least as far as Gittin is, Aku is part of Eretz Yisrael. Even though the Gemara says that there's Amoroim, they used to walk in the Enoksuvas we had. They used to go to Aku, kiss the. They used to, when they entered Eretz Yisrael, they used to kiss the rocks of Aku. We just entered Eretz Yisrael. So Tesis says there are two parts of Aku. There's one side of Aku which is in Eretz Yisrael, one side of Aku which is outside Eretz Yisrael. It's a border town, like Albury Redonga, you know, Lahavu. Part of it is, you know, one state and another state. Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda, Merekim Mizrach, Merekim Ad Seifa Olam LeMizrach, to the rest of the world, East Havi Medina Sayam, Verekim, and Rekim Atzmon Nidainis Kimizrach, Rekim itself is part of the East, is outside Israel, like Israel. I made Merekim, if you bring a get from Rekim to Shlaim, Tzorich Leime, but you have to say before an echte. The Chay Kulas name all the Merekim LeMizrach, I just saw Rekim is on the East of Israel, the Chutzla outside. The Ashkelon, the Dream, and outside. The Aku, the Tzvoin, and outside. What about West? How come we don't give a border town in the West? Avamayit is Yisrael, ain't Tzadik Gvul. You don't need a boundary. Shayam HaGodl Gvul, the Mediterranean, is the Gvul. He sees Yam HaGodl sometimes refers to Mediterranean, sometimes refers to the Atlantic Ocean. The Atlantic does run into the Mediterranean. We'll see later Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, which is the most fascinating. Okay, back to the Mishnah. How may we get
big?
This one here is tiny.
Yeah, tiny.
But according to Taisa, it's two different cities. You don't know what we're talking about. Two rekems or two this. It depends also if you follow the first conquest, second one. Ezra is much smaller than Yeshua's. Hamevi get be Eretz Yisrael. If somebody brings a get in Eretz Yisrael within Eretz Yisrael, ain't it tzadik sheyema befun and nechter befun and nechter within it. So you don't have to say for either reason. Because learning, they all know how to learn, and people are constantly traveling around within Eretz Yisrael. However, what happens to poil? The imyesh olav oirim in Eretz Yisrael. You never said before a nechter. But let's say the husband comes along and says, Baba Mike says, I never wrote this get. It's a fraudulent shtar. What do you do? All we need to do is verify the signatures on the shtar. If we can ascertain that these signatures are real, then the get is authentic. Rashi. If the husband comes along and claims that it falls, these very witnesses say, yes, these are our signatures. Or all the witnesses, other witnesses come and say, yeah, we recognize it. Kosher. That is kosher. But as long as there is no one complaining, mistamik kosher, in all probability, it's kosher, we don't need any verification. The habikiyin, lishma, both reasons apply. First of all, that's all they know how to learn. And tzveitins, ve'edim, metzuyin, tamil lekaima. There are always people traveling back and forth. But they didn't come in. Why are they traveling? Because there's butted in every city. And it's easy for them to be able to verify these signatures. Okay, Mishnah. My timer, why do you have to say before nechter for nechter? It was a rabbi, my rabbi said, you know why? Lifisha ain beki in lishma. Rabbi says, because they don't know the rule that you need lishma. And therefore you say before nechter. So how's that work? So Rashi says, Lifisha ain beki in lishma. Ain b'nei medinas hayam b'nei teder. In that, so they all know how to learn. And we'll see later in Bavel, they all know how to learn. But the average person outside of all doesn't know how to learn. They don't know. I when they'll go to the bezin, they'll be told. But we learn later in the Gemara, you don't need a bezin. It's only a minute that we go to bezin. Minadin, you have two witnesses good enough. You don't need a bezin at all. So therefore, who's going to tell them that you need all these din? You need the Shema. The Krok, see, if it says in Pasuk, V'chosav lo sefer krisis, you should write for, and from there we learn, out lo dehain l'shma. It's not a foolish in the Torah. The Torah says he has to give her a piece, he has to give her a document. Where does it have to be the Shema? Yidarshin law to her name for her sake. Not everyone's aware of that. Hilcha, therefore, Oymar HaShlech b'fanei nechter v'nechter, the Shlech says it. Nu, how does that help? Okay, he saw it written. How in the world does that help us that he did for the Shema? And L'cheri, we're talking about a Shlech who came from Australia to Israel. If the people in Australia don't know the Shema, why would you think the Shlech would know the din of the Shema? So Rashi, u'memeile shaylinele, and then the natural progression will be, so we'll say, oh, you saw it, tell us. Was it written in the Shema or not? Im nichtiv l'shma, v'hu oimen, he'll say, in, yes. Ulekame mefadish, later on we'll say, Zalcheda, wouldn't it be better to say, before I nechtiv l'shma, before I nechtim l'shma, we'll avoid having to go through a whole chain of questions. My time, l'etzichu nami, l'meim l'shma, we'll see later, because if you forget one word, you ruin the whole thing. So it's better to say less words you remember. Taisa has a problem with this. If the main thing is to work out l'shma, how is it we missed it out? We have to ask him a question, or how is it the Gemara doesn't say, okay, ask the question. Why doesn't Gemara say that? So Teisa therefore says stam on lishma. Also, the Teisa has a question: why are we only talking about lishma? There's so many other dinim about get. Why only lishma? So some of the shayim learn. No, the shma is no, yeah.
What does lishma mean?
Oh, so the amaratzim don't know lishma. Why? I never saw this Gemara, by the way. I'll tell you why. The amaratzim don't know lishma because, as Ashi says, it's not a foolish in the Torah. It says the kosav law. So therefore, they don't know this din, that it has to be lishma. It's a drasha.
So then what's
so how would they know to get a shliach to say v'nechtem?
The declaration is
if an Australian would writing up a get, if we don't know about lishma, no, how do we know that we need a shliach to see the thing? How do we
see
know that?
Lishma.
Anyway, so obviously there is a bezin. The bezin, why wouldn't the bezin know, even the chutzlaret, to know what's going on, as we'll see more later. But the other thing is, so some of the shayim hold, the truth of the matter is, they don't know any din. We're just using as an example the Shema, but really what we mean is they don't know anything in him. So therefore we need a guy to say for a nechta, we can quiz him on everything. Okay, was in the Shema, was it written, who paid for it, and blah, 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 all that kind of questions. Teisa learned, no, only Lishma is the one thing they didn't know. Because the fact it's not Mefudish in the Torah, everything else is more or less everyone's aware of. The Shema is one thing they're not aware of. Okay, back to the Gemara, that's Rabba. Rava says, you know why? If anybody questions the validity of the get, and we need to bring the Edim down or to recognize signatures, who in Eretz Yisrael would recognize signatures from Australia? Rashi, Lefisha, Ein Edim Metsuyin Lekaima, Ein Shayores Metsuyas Mesham Lekan. We don't have caravans traveling from there to here. Shim Yove Abal, the Adiv, the husband, one day comes along years later and says that this get is fraudulent. Lema Leka Safti, I never wrote it. She Edim Metsuyin Lahakech Sims Edim. Will there be witnesses available that they will recognize the signature? The Aminu Lishliach. So therefore, we ask the Shliach to do it and we'll give him the credibility of two witnesses. Later on, we'll ask, if we're worried about this, then why you only get one aid? You get two shluchim. Either to testify that it's a shema, you always need to aid him, or to testify and that the signatures are real. Back to the Gemara, second line from the top. What is the difference if you learn the reasons of shema because aidim are not available? The difference will be a number of differences. Let's take, for example, asuya beitre. If two witnesses bring it and remain in Eretz Yisrael. If the reason is because of Lishma, so what if two people brought it? You still have to find out of Lishma or not, you have to say. But if the reason is because there are no witnesses around to verify it if it ever gets questioned, but they're here in the future. If we ever need a trouble, we'll verify it. That's how Rashi learns. The taste has a problem with that because are we tying down the witnesses in Israel? Maybe they're just tourists. They're coming in, they're leaving tomorrow. What does it help if there's two people coming? What does it help? And the reason to Tazer learn is because if two witnesses are brought it, what are we worried about? That the husband is going to complain. Most cases, the get is real. If the husband sent two shluchim, then the husband himself will never dare come tomorrow and say, I didn't do it. Okay, that's one shot. Let's do Rashi. So you betray v'shneim nasa shluchim legasha. They both became agents to bring it. I get yoytzim betachas v'shneim. They both produced a get. L'rabba l'shmo boy l'meim. It's not to say. We need to know. L'rabba l'loy boy l'meim. Why not? Shari shneim and the two. They are here. Another example is back to the Gemara. Within Eretz Yisrael. If it's Lishma, why do you have to say it's Eretz Yisrael? But if it's ain't Eretz Yisrael, a different region of Eretz Yisrael, they're not familiar. Rashi, inami medina lemedina be Eretz Yisrael, and Yehuda v'Galil, and we're talking about in a time that they cannot travel to each other. This algedat the hashta. Right now, we think the leishchicha shayart. Right now, later tomorrow we'll say we're talking about the meet. So we'll give a different answer. That right now we think that since they're not common to travel, the rabba according to rabba that's worried about bekin lishma lechayish leiruda. He's not worried that the husband will come and allege that this fraudulent. The name of mezuvah said fraudulent. Like boyle meme, you don't have to say hayul be. Everyone is aware. There aren't any caravans that travel constantly. Another answer in the Gemara, four lines on top. Within the same overseas in Australia, within the same country. Let's say within Caulfield, one street to the next. If the reason is Lishma, you still have to say. How do we know Lishma? What's the different way it was written in Australia? But if it's ain't aim to the Kaima, we all live in the neighborhood. We all recognize the signatures. Rashi, inam beis medina gam meili ear from one city to another. Bimedina achas in one country. Medina is root run to readableas. Not sure exactly what that is. Um medina sayam overseas. Lir rabba boyle meima deha ein bekin lishma. We're still not baki lishma. Aber le rabba de amal lefisha ein chulu. Um mas nisin mishumiruda de ziv huacha. According to rabba, the problem is we're worried about allegations of being fraudulent. Hacha le tzarich. Here you don't need to. Because the caravans are available. Now the Gemara is going to ask a question. Say according to Rabba, the same question according to Rava. And that is, why is it sufficient to have one shliach presenting it? If we're worried about problems with this ged, we should have two shluchim, two edim. Everywhere when it comes to edis, we need two, especially when it comes to erva. Says the Gemara, Rabba, according to Rabba, the Amar who says, Lefisha ain't bikin lishma, Rabba says, the reason is because we're not baki lishma, and therefore the shliach comes and says, before I never nechtem him. And that, as Taisha says, stam on lishma, as Ash says, we quiz him, Liboyi trei, why don't we require two edis? Midi, the Havi, I call edis, like we find all edis, answers the Gemara, because we also have a rule when it comes to Yisurin, eid echad never be Yisurin. A single eid is believed, and this is Yisur, so we believe a single eid. Rashi. Rashi inami mitid havi akol idish betoyde kush is a question. Umisharmi answer eid echa neman be yisurin.
Isn't it a difference here because the aid is not testifying on the action? All he's testifying is validating the document.
Mm-hmm.
The document testifies that the husband divorced his wife.
In a normal document, how many aid do you have to sign? Let's forget this case here. Always two aid. Every shtar has two eidim. Yeah. So why should this be any different? Without him, there's no shtar. Without him, it's not lishma. The shtar is useless. So he's playing a vital role here. Eidechad and besudin. Rashi, how do you know eidechad and besudin? Shari emina teira, because we find the teira believed kol echad ve'echad misol every yid al afrashas truma. When it comes to separating truma, we believe you, and I can eat from your tefuah. Al hashchita, we trust you when it comes to shchita. Al nikur hagid v'hachelev, we trust you extracting the sinews and the rebbe fats. Now, but that gufa, how do you know? Rashi doesn't say. How do you know? Rashi says it's a svara. We look at ma'isim b'chol yom. No one. But how do we take know that's good? So look at tesis. Let's do tesis. Eidech nemesun. Pidush Hakod, Rashi learns, we have a little time. Rashi learns, Shari Yemina, Teyre, Kol Echa, Ve'echa, the fact is we believe every individual, Al HaFroshas, Trum, Shchita, Nikur, Gidach, Gid, Ve'chela. V'lo Hoyo Loi Lahaski, he should not have mentioned HaFroshas, Trum, Shchita, Trum, prior to Trum, it's Mamish, it's Tevel. And Shchita, it's Asa, you're not allowed to eat it. There's no point in bringing that because we had in Yevamos, that an eid echad is not believed in a place where there's a cheskes iser, unless it's biyodoy. If it's biyodoy to fix it up, even now, since it was you were able to fix it, if you testify that someone else did it, we believe you. Because if you wanted, you could have done it yourself. It's biyodoy, so it overrides the cheskes iser. So Tay says these are all cases of biyodoy. So this is not what we're talking about. Eid echad neman bi yisurin. So Tesis, the Bahana neman believed avagav is chazik yisurin. Should be yodil l'saknam. You're able to fix it. Much better. Kuntur b'samuch. The yachi yom bishirabu. Ushchita ay shchita too late. Once the animal's dead, it wouldn't be yodil. Avagav the hashtay be yodil l'saknam. He taken right now. You can't fix it up, so you don't have the biyodil. Aba mi kora ha yuel yishchad. If he wanted, he could have done it himself properly. So if he testifies that it was geshachtan properly by somebody else, you trust him. The unlike in a may mehemen. Otherwise, the taken wouldn't believe him. Because kibun is chazik yisuda, since we know that every animal kozman's alive is even melacha, you're not allowed to eat it. So therefore, every animal is cheskes yisuda until you shecht it. So if we don't consider this biyada, why taka would you believe somebody if he says the animal is kosher? Must be it's called biyada, even though right now you can't fix it. By truma, right now you go ahead and give truma again. By tevel, just give him more truma. But shchita, now you can't do anything about it. The animal is dead, but you could have done about it before. So therefore, that's also considered biyada. We don't find any way she started with Godel Echad, Oymel Gaba. We don't find any way. You need another witness to stand over Sheikhet. And we find every day we believe Sheikhetim. Not every time you can say that everybody who shechts an animal knows what he's doing. How do you know? You look at the neck, you can right away see if it's a smooth cut, you know, oh, must be done by a mumcha. But if the entire neck is decapitated, you don't know anything. All you see is a piece of meat. Why is it Hadin women, as we see, Hako Shechti, the first mission in Chulin, women allowed to Shecht? When I was in Caracas, in Panama, the Shechti were all women. The Svardim, yeah? All women. Yeah. Today, I don't know. This is going back a while. Avapi, even though She'ein Yoide is Hilcha Shechti, even though they don't know Hilcha Shechti, Kivan Shebi Yodalu Malishchit, since they're able to learn. That's all called biyada. Biyada means not that right now you can do it, even if you could have done it in the past, it's good enough. Now Tezi wants to know. Okay, all Rashi says is this is the fact of life. But that doesn't give us legitimacy. How do you attack and know that Eid Echad Bli Beis Sudin? Where does it say? It doesn't say that in Tezi. It's an interesting Tezi. How do you know this whole concept that Eid Echad Bli Beis Sudin? The Yeshrayim has a thesis. The Yalfin and Minida. You know where we learn that from a woman, Anida. The Dashin Ben 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 Dashin Xuvis, the Sofra law, she counts her 7 clean days. La Atzma. She doesn't need to show it to her husband. She doesn't have to show anybody. She counts and we trust her. So that's how we learn the whole idea of Eid Echad, from a woman counting her days of Sfira. As thesis, if we're going to learn from there, goes further. She definitely was tummy. She had dam before. That's called his chazik yisurah. Now she's counting 7 clean days to remove the chazakah, and yet we believe in eid echad. Why is the din that an eid echad is believed only when there's no cheskes isah? And the only time we believe cheskes isah is biyada. There is luchay not biyada. She can't force herself to steep dam or not dam or anything. She has no control, and yet eid echad is believed. If we learn from nida, then let's learn that it's even chazik yisurah. This little two lines of tesis. There's so many papulim on this tesis. You have no idea. One of the most in the Yeshivish world. If so, I feel it's chazik yisuda. The Yeshleim answer tesis. There's two things. There's no ischazik esuri. Either I'm going to tell you there's no ischazik esuri, or I'll tell you it's biyada. What do you mean no ischazik esuri? No one sees dam forever. Even though she saw that you want to call it ischazik esuri, but it definitely stops. We know that every person, if she doesn't, then she's very sick. But a normal woman has a period for a certain amount of time, and then definitely it'll stop. So now there's no ischazik esuri. That's like ischazik esuri is that it's usher forever until you do something to change it. For example, tevel. As long as you don't give truma, it's asr. That's his chazik esura.
But that's biyada.
Yeah, exactly. But that's the definition of chazik esura. Here, there's no cheskes isa, because who says it's impossible to see dam forever. So all you know, true. But the isa stopped flowing. So therefore, she just has to do something to fix that up. That's not the kind of cheskes isa. When we talk about cheskes isa, if you don't do anything, it's asr forever. Whatever it is, it's always cheskes isa. Any example we have cheskes isa. The standard example is truma, treibring. If you don't remove the treva fats, that meat will always be asr. It'll never by itself become what it just doesn't happen. Here, automatically, it stops. And then, you know, you have 7 clean days. She becomes tired. So, number one, Vishlaimi, the Eina Becheska Shnei Reya Kosha, Ukusha Avra Shiva Tehida Bemela. And also, she doesn't have to do anything, it's automatic. But Leiz Chazika Surah, that's answer one. So, this is not the normal criteria of Cheska's Issa because it automatically stops. And she doesn't have to do anything to make it stop. Sveitin Zeit, it's also Beyoda. One Beyoda, Vegan Beyoda Litva. She has to go to the mikveh. It's up to her. The moment she goes to the mikveh, she's tired. She doesn't go to the mikveh, nothing happens. So it's biyada. So therefore, it's not as chazik esura and it's biyada. Okay, back to the Gemara. So you answered me. Eidechen emesurin. So shleichem u'fleichem gemara. Eimodamin eidechen emesurin. When you say eidechen emesurin, kegoyin chatiche sofik shal chelev, sofik shal shuman. You don't know what is this matzav? Is this chelev or shuman? No. If it's badai also, let's say an animal, but you need shechita, that's biyodik. That doesn't count. But if we're talking about something, we don't know cheskesis. Normal case, no cheskesis. It's not biyodai. He can't fix it. If it's chelev, it's chelev. If it's shuman, it's shuman. Shuman's kosher. Chelev is reif. But he'll tell us. And he'll verify the matzias. The law is chazik yisura. Avloch is chazik yisura. And why is it chazik yisura? The age is have it. She was a married woman. Big machleik is now in the shenim. And is it the havi dover sheva ever, or is it all part of the same thing? Dover sheva ever, the end of the bavish nine. Is the Gemara saying two reasons there? Why here is different? First of all, it's chazik yisura because she was a married woman till now. So you want to give a get has to undo what happened. So you need a luchayda to aid him. It's not biyada at all to do anything about it. And second of all, this is davar sheva erva and ain davar sheva pachas mishnayim. Two reasons. Our reading the Gemara is actually that it's one reason, which is a little bit hard to understand. So what do you have to davar sheva erva to reinforce what? So let's do Rashi. Rashi, we don't know, but Hoch is Chazik Bahach Itza. This woman is Isha Ishish. Ooh, Mitevel Vishchita Loi Gamrin. You can learn to get him in Hosam, Yvamis, the Hosam, Beyot Doi Lesaklan. You can fix it. Lefichan Neman, Lehoi Lidif, you believe to say Edis. And the end of Vishmerva, Roll Hatira Bipach Mishnaim. And a dove sheva is not road to fix up less than two. The yaliv dove of a mama and ksiv hachas says kimatzah bo erva's dove. It says dove. Ksiv hachas ma'pish naimen yokun dove. So the site. So therefore you have two reasons. Yeah. So the word. Answering mother, Raiv Bikin Hain. The fact of the matter is, this whole thing is a chumrah. You know why one age is enough? The whole thing is a chumrah. Because most people, even a chutz laretz, we're not based on the base, three lines at the bottom. Most people, even a chutz laretz, know the laws that you need the shema. Even a meir chayish lemiyuta, they want to bring it out from here that a meir chayish lemiyuta is mahatayda, not like Taisa says in a few places on the Rabbanon, because we're talking here about a get we should be machmedav too. That meir chayish lemiyuta, he's worried about the few who don't know the dinim. So the if we're worried, it's not lishma. It's a safri that I said we should have to aid him. Stam safri the dainim migmig midi. We don't say bezin. Even here, we don't say the bezin know the laws because they didn't use but the dinim. They didn't use bad business. But the guy who's a seifer has to be qualified. And a seifer knows the dinim. The seifer knew better than the yoni. Or didn't have the yoni. Rashi. Stam safer dain a seifer the yoni shagin lifted with their rights to Torah Shagitin. Mig megamidi, the get isha by the shema. They know that a get isha needs the shema. Says in my right, Verabonen hu da atzrich. Back to Rashi. And the Rabbanu the one of being machmered. Because maybe you'll find a written star. What do you mean? What are you worried about? What are we scared of? Not that we're scared that the Sefer doesn't know what he's doing. We're scared that you found a star written between a man and a woman, and by luck, the name's exactly the same, and you saved yourself all this money. And you changed your mind from Tate's already asked. The law is that if there are two people in the same city, the same name, that you get this puzzle, even if it's written 100% correctly, because we'll never know. Because in 10 years from now, people forget. You can start asking questions. So you have to add a third generation, you know, Chaim Meshmedel Ben Yankel, so they will know exactly who we're talking about. Over here, because of Iguna, the Rabbanan, you know why the Rabbanan here were lenient that one is enough? Because of Iguna, as we had in Gemara Yevamos, we try to make things as easy as possible. So one aid is enough. Freddy Gemara, you think you're being lenient, you're actually being strict. How are you being strict? Hai kulahu chumru. Because if you insist that two shluchim, the husband is writing a get, he should send two shluchim. So once they come, nobody can question what they did. It's done. Two people came. The husband can't come later and complain and allege the get is possible. Or bechad, if you only send one person, if you only send one person, you're being lenient, right? But tomorrow the husband comes and complains, we got a problem. Okay, one guy said it's good, but the husband says no good. What do we do? Rashi. Hi, kulu bidmiot. I matzrecha today. Lemei melishma. So the matzib alari can't complain. Hashda osi ma'al complain. Vuki chayde behadi chayde. Don't know what to do. Answers the Gemara. Now, something about chleikas and traces. When we say that osi chad uposle, does it mean literally that the husband can come a pasle even against eid echad, or it means just rumors will start? If the two aid there, no rumors will even begin. They'll say the husband's a liar. If there's one aid there, even though we don't believe the husband, but he's mighty laz, people will say, you know what, why get involved? And she's a get, but I should marry her. You know, there's accusations. Who needs it? So my answer is, kiven de amama, since we learned, b'fnei kama noisnula, don't just give it privately. You should give Rabbi Yechir, Rabbi Chanin, chad am b'fnei beis, you don't need beis, only two. The chad am b'fnei gimel, one guy says in front of 30 people, but even those that say in front of two people, Mikora Medik Dayik, the Shliach knows that he has to present the get in front of two people, and he knows that his reputation is also on the line. But if the Shliach brings a fraudulent get, nobody will trust him anymore either. And he knows it's a formal, the whole thing is very formal. So what's he going to do? He is going to make sure that everything is real, that the husband wants to give the get, the wife is happy to accept it. The Shliach himself doesn't want to harm his reputation. Rashi. He knows the husband willingly does it. He'll never complain. And even the husband complains, ain't a name, nobody believe anymore. Everyone thinks that this A definitely would not have done it. Why would it? What's it needed for? So the A definitely wouldn't have done it unless saying the truth, and nobody would believe the husband, so it won't even be a lie. We'll stop here and continue tomorrow. Thank you.